WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation, wisdom, and a sprinkle of humor to get you going. Today's topic. Forgiveness. It's not just about being nice or letting people off the hook. It's about liberation, self-love, and unlocking a whole new level of peace in your life. Ever feel life as negative emotions from past hurts are dragging you down? You know that feeling when you replay arguments in your head, or anger flares up for no apparent reason? Well, let me tell you, holding onto that baggage is doing more damage to you than anyone else. Think about it. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, even ourselves. It's about choosing not to let those past wrongs dictate your present happiness. And trust me, the benefits of forgiveness are huge. You free up space for joy, compassion, and even growth. Here's the deal. Forgiveness is a superpower. It allows you to break free from the chains of negativity and step into a life filled with more positivity and peace. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate forgiveness and let go of those heavy emotions. 1. Forgiveness starts with you. This is huge. It's not about waiting for someone else to apologize or deserve your forgiveness. Forgiveness begins with you choosing to release the grip those negative feelings have on you. It's a conscious decision, a commitment to your own well-being. 2. It's a process, not an event. Don't expect forgiveness to happen overnight. It takes time, patience, and sometimes even professional help. Be kind to yourself throughout the journey, acknowledging that healing is not always linear. There will be ups and downs, moments of frustration and breakthroughs. Just keep moving forward, one step at a time. 3. Understand their perspective without excusing them. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but trying to understand their motivations or the circumstances that might have led them there. Sometimes, understanding someone's perspective can help you detach from the anger and resentment you might be feeling. 4. Acknowledge your own role. We all make mistakes, right? Take a look at your part in the situation. Maybe you contributed to the conflict, or maybe there's something you could have done differently. Owning up to your own role can create space for forgiveness and growth. 5. Embrace compassion. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means choosing to move forward with compassion, both for yourself and the person who hurt you. Imagine them not as an enemy but as someone struggling with their own challenges. This shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working woman whose boss consistently took credit for her ideas and undermined her contributions. Feeling angry and frustrated, she started dreading work every day, carrying that resentment into all aspects of her life. One day, during a particularly stressful meeting, Sarah realized that holding on to this anger was only hurting herself. She decided to take a different approach. She acknowledged that her boss might be insecure or lacking in leadership skills, and that his actions stem from those insecurities, not necessarily malice. She started focusing on her own accomplishments, celebrating her wins, and seeking opportunities for growth outside of her current job. This wasn't about condoning her boss's behavior, but about choosing to focus her energy on her own well-being and future. Sarah's story illustrates the transformative power of forgiveness. By letting go of anger and resentment, she reclaimed her power and opened herself up to new possibilities. So, remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of past hurts and choose a path of peace and joy. Don't let those negative emotions control your life any longer. Start practicing forgiveness today. You deserve to be free. Take action. Think about a situation where you're holding on to anger or resentment. Write down the key players involved, the specific emotions you're feeling, and try to understand their perspective without excusing their actions. Then, take one small step towards forgiveness. Maybe it's sending a kind message, acknowledging your own role in the situation, or simply choosing to focus on something positive. Remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep striving for greatness and spreading positivity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.